They say the waiting is the hardest part. And that's kind of my theme for today. Actually, a really good friend of mine that goes all the way back to sixth grade. You know, we were going back and forth on my post today because I've been waiting and waiting and waiting to tell you guys great news. And I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for some changes in my life that are really great, and waiting and waiting and waiting for this collaboration that we hope to announce very, very soon, and for things to finally be all right. And she posted, you know, the waiting is the hardest part. She's going through kind of a struggle, too, because she had injured her knee really bad, and she can't get out and do her photography. And, you know, of course, I'm still recovering from the broken arm and the wrist mess and, you know, the face stuff, too. And so, you know, we've kind of gone back and forth because we have not been able to do, you know, go out and photograph the leaves and the nature, the flora and fauna, you know, of fall as much as we'd like to. And I got to tell you, she's an excellent bird photographer. I can't photograph birds for the life of me. But anyway, shout out to you, Kieran. you know, Tom Petty's, you know, the waiting is the hardest part. Take it to the heart. I had the lyrics down, but anyway, you know, the waiting is the hardest part, and it really truly is. You know, 2020 was just a horrible year. I can't even go into some of the stuff I went through. You know, there's a lot of safety issues and stuff. 2021 has been a year where, you know, making progress of getting things where they need to be. But it's been slow, and it's been a year of waiting, and it's been a year of times of just pure disappointment because it's not quite ready yet. It's not quite ready to, you know, to be what we plan, you know, and I don't always have a lot of patience, but yet I do have a lot of patience. You know, some people have said, how can you have waited so long? How can you have been so patient? Well, you know, when you got something that is really great, with the irons in the fire, that sometimes you do have to be patient, you know, and this involves, you know, a lot of stuff, but it also involves a creative collaboration that I've been aiming for and working for a long time with this person. And because of who this person is, you know, it's made it more difficult. And it's frustrating, but I'm hoping that the wait is soon over with. And I'm hoping that I can share, you know, some really great news with you here soon. And I just wanted to get on there because I waited all November for this, especially the last like 2.5-3 weeks. You know, we've made so many strides towards getting towards this solved and getting towards, you know, this great thing happening. And yet, here I am still waiting here today. And I'm hoping that, you know, this wait is over with. And I also wanted to address something here too. You know, a lady came to me. I made a comment on Jason Aldean's social media, and I do admit I personally do know him. And he's just a friend, somebody who's guided me with music, with lyric writing, and I know his social media practices. And I had made a comment, and there was this fake account trying to say, you know, you won this thing, and then this other lady comes on, she says, this fake account, and I said, yeah, you know, this is fake account. And she said something about a bunch of Jason Aldean imposters following her. And I said, honey, I said, you know, Jason is only going to communicate through his verified account. He's not going to be setting up sub-accounts. He's not going to be communicating with fans. And anybody who has been, because right now Jason is up out there again with the Grammy nomination, his and Carrie Underwood's song, If I Didn't Love You, which is a fantastic song. I want everybody to listen to it. It's a great song. Everybody involved, including his band members who were involved with the writing of the song, I got to tell you, you know, do listen to it. And Jason's new album, Making, is out. And of course, you know, Jason and his wife, they post a lot on social media. but they only use their verified accounts. They are not going to be communicating with their fans through fake accounts. And I have been inundated because I thought something that Jason did, giving back to the Children's Hospital in his hometown of Atlanta area, was fantastic. And all I wrote is, that's great. And that's what started this thing. And it had been inundated with imposter accounts over and over and over again of Jason. And I told Jason, I said, you need to come out with a statement. You need to tell people that these are fake accounts, report them, block them, everything. And Instagram has been really bad about taking down some of these, you know. And I've probably reported maybe 25 over the last week. The last week alone, fake Jason Aldean accounts on Instagram. And there are fake accounts of Kenny. You know, you see any account, Kenny's not going to be communicating with you anyway, other than his verified account. And he has a social media manager who he instructs on responses and gives them a little latitude to like stuff. You know, if you see that his verified account likes something, that means that it reached the social media manager. In rare cases, you know, that will reach Kenny. And Kenny may, you know, he may be alerted to something that he may come on through his verified account. And Jason's the same way, where they may make, you know, they may reach out through the verified account. But anything other than these verified accounts of not just Kenny and Jason, but these other stars too, you know, they are not real. They need to be blocked. And they need to be reported. And Instagram and Facebook need to take these things seriously, as well as taking harassment seriously and untruth seriously. And, you know, we think that we can say anything that we want to say on social media, but it's not true. When you're spreading rumors and lies and trying to destroy people's lives because, you know, whatever reason, your own life's miserable, you're trying to scam people because your own life's miserable, you know, or whatever reason, you know, or just to be vindictive or jealous, you know, social media needs to take it seriously. And, you know, I know a couple people in Congress, currently in Congress, that I would love to take this to because we need to crack down on these social media companies in terms of the false information that's out there. And not just celebrities, but if somebody says this person is harassing me, this person is causing trouble, we need to take it seriously. You know, if you have a problem with a person, you keep it private. I'm sorry, you know. You know, all of us have experienced stuff on social media that is good, that is bad, that is ugly. You know, I've talked about that before. And I think that it's time that the crackdown really begins, and especially these fake celebrity accounts, because there have been people who have been fooled by these fake celebrity accounts. And, you know, I have actually been fortunate that the celebrities that I actually know are the real celebrities. And, it's just been so frustrating because every time I turn around, there's another one, a fake Jason account. And all I write, I want to support my friend. And I'll write, that's great. Or I'll write a couple hearts, you know, because it's a great post, you know, it's heartwarming. It's not, I love you or anything, you know, and I try to stay away from other celebrities that I know that you're going to get a bunch of imposters for. But then I also like to support, you know, people like Paulina Porizkova, because I believe in what she's saying on social media. You know, she is, you know, she's, you know, my age, she's out there again, she's experiencing life again. You know, she's a wonderful woman. She was a dedicated wife, dedicated mother, you know, and she's so talented, and she's just this incredible writer and person. And You know, I love that she's out there expressing herself the way that she is. And, you know, I just want 2021 to end in a good note. And, you know, there's been some really great things here this year. You know, I was able to do some interviews here this year. Kevin Veach, Daniela Malaleva with Tre Fiore, Mikhail Raphael, you know, he's out there. You know, he comes to Nashville the first week. He's playing Bluebird Cafe. I mean, this kid is a go-getter. And I thank him for being there after I fell and getting me back from the hospital because, you know, nobody else was around who could help me out that night. And I thank him for that. And, you know, Tyler Boone and the Artist Formula and learning about that. And Tyler is somebody that if you're into music, he's somebody you should listen to the interview. It's actually only an hour long. I accidentally uploaded it twice, but I didn't want to mess with it because But there's a lot of really good stuff in there if you are just starting out as an artist, as a musical artist. And Faye Williams of Faye Band. You know, I love talking to Faye. I think she's really up and coming. She's really somebody who has a future in the industry. And then, of course, Raleigh Keegan. I mean, this kid's going places. Raleigh has been, you know, his story is amazing. And that's what I try to do is bring these stories out to everybody and try to explain. I don't want to talk about myself. I want to be interviewing people. I want to be talking about, you know, current subjects that involve art, music, photography, and life. I mean, I've expanded it to include life, you know, and I've met some really amazing people like the Creole Diva. You know, I love Lynn. I think Lynn is fantastic. And, you know, when she's up at the farmer's market, I love going and talking to her. And her products are fantastic. And, you know, having gone out and gone places, you know, like going to Miranda Lambert's Casa Rosa and experiencing that and talking to Chef Tomas. Because he also has the Columbus Nashville connection. He worked with Cameron Mitchell. I went to high school with Cameron Mitchell, although I'm younger than Cameron Mitchell. And he has the connections, you know, like with Jason's Restaurant and everything. And just talking to these people here in Nashville and that, and still the Columbus connection and, connecting back with sorority sisters. And finding sorority sisters here in Nashville, you know, different schools, different time periods, who gave me a chance, who took a chance, you know, on me. And, you know, you gain this friendship, and it's really fantastic. And, you know, but still in 2020, I'm waiting for this fantastic thing to happen. And 2021, I'm sorry, in 2021, I'm still waiting for this fantastic news, this fantastic thing that I've been dying to share, and this person's been dying to share, and it's like, man, just let's just get these last little tiny little speed bumps, you know, jumped over and get it out. And you know, and it's been two crazy years. You know, we've dealt with the pandemic, and we dealt with so much. You know, musicians have had to find new ways to get their music out. You know, you can't necessarily tour. Some of them have been able to do some touring. You know, in 2021, and you know, Jason did his tour. Some of the others, you know, the big stadium tours have still been off. You know, fortunately, we've been able to do some more sports, you know, go to the stadiums again outdoors. You know, I was able to see the Nashville Soccer Club, their final regular season game at Nissan Stadium with a friend whose friend had given us tickets. We had fantastic seats. It was about the 45-yard line, about 11 rows back. Where the 45-yard line would have been on the football, you know, on the football field. But anyway, and got to watch a really fantastic game. Got to see, you know, their last regular season game in Nissan Stadium. You know, looking forward to their new stadium here in Nashville. I've never really been that big of a soccer fan. But watching the game in person was really exciting. It was really fun. And, you know, hopefully, you know, this Omicron variant is not as severe as Delta. And people will take, you know, this is a serious thing to heart. And that's all I'm going to say on the subject. It's a serious thing. Take it to heart. And just be careful. And, you know, we're looking forward to 2022, you know, where we'll start seeing hopefully some more stadium tours. You know, I know Kenny has been working really hard on getting his tour up and going. I know that there's probably going to be some added dates coming for the arenas. I think he's got a fantastic lineup here. I am so excited. You know, Carly Pierce is joining him. You know, I did the review of Carly Pierce and Ashley's Never Want to Be That Girl, and then talked about her album, which is like one of the most fantastic albums I've heard in a long time. And, of course, Dan and Shay are coming. You know, I love Dan and Shay. They're great people. They're great people to follow on social media, too, and their wives as well. And, of course, Old Dominion. I mean, it's a fantastic lineup that's coming up. And, you know, there's so much excitement coming up in 2022 that we just need to get over, you know, these little hurdles, and we need to you know, not just in personal life, but, in society, too, and the world, we need to get over these little hurdles. And if we could get over that, you know, maybe everything's going to be all right. Maybe we could sit there and sing, everything's going to be all right, you know. And that's kind of the goal, is to make everything all right. You know, to stop with the waiting is the hardest part, because the waiting is the hardest part for everything to be all right. And I hope that everything's going to be all right soon. And I hope that there's some really great news coming up here in December, because I think we all need something happy in our lives, you know. And, you know, I hope that all of you have a great holiday season. I hope that people had a chance to be with their family over Thanksgiving. And I hope things going forward just continue to get better, and that everything will truly be all right. And I just really want to thank you all for the support, the love you've shown me this year. I needed it so badly. And I'm hoping that, you know, we can continue to build this little podcast, and that there's good news here soon, and the waiting is over, and everything truly will be all right. And most of all, I really, truly want to thank each and every one of you for the love, the support, and thank you for listening.